Peace of Christ be with you. Hey, let's give it up for the gospel choir, shall we? Yes. Yes, gospel choir, the beloved gospel choir. If anyone's interested in joining the gospel choir, we have a first rehearsal next Monday in the Snow Auditorium at 7:30? 7 o'clock. So come one, come all, and join the celebration. Two notices, quickly. The first notice is this. Signups. grow.hope.edu. If anyone is interested in a women's small group, you can sign up there and find out more information about that. Yes. If you're interested in more of a co-ed kind of experience of memorization and praying for each other, we have Talmudim groups that we'd also invite you to sign up for on the website. Deadlines are Friday. When is the deadline? Friday. So sign up, grow.hope.edu. Second notice, real quickly. It's a fire drill today. So, fire drill day. This is what this means. When we're done with chapel today, the alarm will go off, and we need everyone to go to the exits that are closest to you. Don't spend a lot of time talking. This is a timed fire drill, so we need everyone's cooperation today. So, fire drill right after chapel, and exit in silence if you can. Use it as a time of prayer to bring to God your most deepest requests. But fire drill right after chapel. It's my great joy right now, not to give a notice, but to give an introduction. The beloved Kate Coyman has joined our team this year, and she is the new director for outreach and social justice. And Kate is going to share some of her life and witness and what's kind of formed her and created the passions that she has for us at Hope. So would you please welcome the beloved Kate.
The beloved Kate. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Hey, I'm really, really excited to be here at Hope this year. For those of you who are new to Hope, if you're a transfer student, if you're a freshman, maybe you don't know this, but I am also new here at Hope, so I'm really glad you guys are here because we are in this together. But I am so excited to be here. Are you guys excited to be here? Yeah? That's awesome. I have a question for you guys. We're getting a little. I have a question. Are you guys having the best years of your life in college? Maybe some of you are. Did anybody ask you that or prepare you for college by saying, oh, you are going to love college. College is the best years of your life. And for some of you, that is true, and I think that is fantastic. I praise the Lord for that for you. College, for me, I'm just going to be honest, those were not the best years of my life. And I know what you're thinking. You Hope College students out there are thinking, well, clearly this woman did not go to Hope College, if Hope College was not the best years of her life. And you would be correct about that. I didn't go to Hope College. I went to another college, and we're just not going to talk about the other college that I went to. Because it really wasn't that college's fault that I didn't have the best years of my life in college. It really wasn't. I could have gone to Hope College. I could have gone to, Calvin College. I could have gone to the University of Awesome, and I would not have had the best years of my life during college. And here's the reason why. It was because of what was happening in my life when I was in college. And maybe some of you are in a similar place. You were expecting the best years of your life during these 4 years. And something has happened. And they're not the best years of your life. Here's what happened to me. When I was a senior in high school, March of my senior year, I was about to kind of start deciding where it was that I was going to do these best years of my life. And in March of that year, my dad suddenly died of a heart attack. One minute, he was hiking on a mountain in Guatemala, of all places, and the next minute, he had a heart attack and was dead. Suddenly, my life was a lot different. And so when I was in college, I was not doing what I thought I would be doing. I wasn't thinking about where my life was going to go and trying to make good friends and trying to have fun. I wasn't doing those things. I was grieving. I was asking really tough questions, like, how can I continue to be a Christian when all of a sudden things are not the way they are supposed to be. Because here's the thing, I believed it then, and I still believe it. People are supposed to have dads. I was supposed to have a dad who built my loft my freshman year of college. I was supposed to have a dad walk me down the aisle when I got married. I was supposed to have a dad meet my brand new baby that I had in January. That's the way it was supposed to be. And that's not the way it was for me. So any kind of transaction that I thought I was making with God, if I ever believed that, that being a good person meant that good things were going to happen in my life, that shattered that March day when my dad died. And what I started to learn when I was asking all of those tough questions is this: that is not news for most of the world, that being a good person means good things are going to happen to you. The fact that that is a lie is not news to most people in the world. To most people, things never were the way they were supposed to be. I started, after the death of my dad, I started to have new eyes to see this, to see things the way that they were supposed to be, but that they weren't, that things weren't that way. I started to see things I had never seen before. One of the things I started to see was the way racism was a part of our culture and our society. The way, as a white person, I had been given privileges and opportunities that people of color simply didn't get. That is not the way it's supposed to be. And I started to see poverty. I started to see things like wealthy countries that passed laws and had policies that made it impossible for people who lived in poor countries to make ends meet. That is not the way it's supposed to be. And I started to see access to resources, like water, for example. I learned that 1 billion people in the world have no clean water to drink. And I have so much clean water available to me that I use it to water my yard. That is not the way it's supposed to be. The prophet Micah says to us in chapter 6, verse 8, God has shown you, O people, what is good. See, I think God has given us all an inherent sense of the way it's supposed to be. We know when something is right. We know, for example, that people are created in the image of God, everybody, everywhere, and that that means they have dignity. That means that they have, that God wills for them to flourish, to have an abundant life. And yet we know that believers and unbelievers alike, there are people who don't flourish in their life because things are not the way they are supposed to be. So what do we do about this? What do we do about this as people who believe that the Lord is good and his mercies endure forever? What do we do? Well, Micah gives us some instructions. He says, it's pretty simple. What does the Lord require of you? Do justice. Love mercy. And walk humbly with your God. God is very present with people who are powerless, with people who are poor, with people for whom things are not the way they are supposed to be. And I don't know, I'm talking about people who live a world away, and I'm talking about people who are sitting in this room today. God is very present with people for whom things are not the way it's supposed to be. God invites us to walk with him, to meet Jesus Christ, to see his face, in the places where things are broken, where they're not supposed to be, where they're not the way it's supposed to be. So I want to invite you all to be part of that. God invites us to walk humbly with him. I want to invite you all to be part of that too. This year we're going to have opportunities here at Hope to hear people tell their stories, to go out into the community, to go on spring break trips, and to walk and live among people for whom things are not the way it's supposed to be. I think that God is very present in that place because I think God has a plan to make things right, to make this world, again, the way it's supposed to be. I think God is doing that even now. And God invites you to walk humbly with him, to see that happening, to see the very face of Jesus Christ in those places. The prophet Micah tells us, God has shown us, O people, what is good. And what does the Lord require of us? To do justice, to love mercy, to walk humbly with our God. Let's pray. God of justice, God who made this world, who has a plan for all of our lives, who desires that the best happens for us. We struggle because we sometimes see that this world is not the way it's supposed to be. May we see you when we seek you. May we find you as we walk humbly beside you in those broken places in this world. Help us to find our call in you to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. For those of us who are here today, for whom life is not the way it's supposed to be right now, for whom these are not the best years of our life, would you be near to us and comfort us? Help us to walk with you today. In your name we pray these things. Amen.